Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
The eyes of the world will be on Western Australia for next week's solar eclipse. Next Thursday, a partial eclipse will be visible across most of WA. Exmouth and the Northwest Cape will experience a total solar eclipse that will see the moon cover the entire sun. It's important to understand the risks and take proper precautions to protect your eyes, because looking directly at the sun during an eclipse can cause permanent loss of vision. Here to talk with us about solar eclipse eye safety is Dr. Hessam Razavi. He's an ophthalmologist at the Lions Eye Institute. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Renee. Thanks for having me.
What can happen if you look at the sun during an eclipse?
You can lose your vision, unfortunately. If you look directly at the sun with the naked eye with no protection, then there's a risk of what we call solar retinopathy, where the back of the eye gets damaged, causes loss of the central part of the vision, and that damage can be permanent and irreversible.
It was certainly something I was aware of as a young kid, but I feel like there hasn't been so many total solar eclipses since then. But it is always something that we're told, if you can, watch a solar eclipse safely. So how can people safely view a solar eclipse?
There's a couple of ways, Danae. The main thing is that the only way to guarantee that you don't damage your vision is to never look at the sun directly in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way that you can guarantee no damage. There are, however, eclipse glasses, solar eclipse glasses, which are commercially available, and they can potentially be used to view the eclipse safely.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a number of criteria that you need to check before you use those, and if you like, I can talk about those.
Please do.
Okay, so criteria for using solar eclipse glasses. The first one is the glasses need to be bought from a reputable vendor. And there's a list of reputable vendors on the Australian Astronomical Society's website. So check to make sure that your solar eclipse glasses come from there. Once you receive the glasses, you want to make sure that there's a safety certification that they meet. It's an international certification. It's got a big jumbled name. It's ISO 12312. And you want to make sure that that is stated somewhere on the glasses. Now, even if it's stated on the glasses, the next thing you want to do is go to the manufacturer's website and make sure that there's been no recent changes to their manufacturing or any announcements that might suggest that the glasses are no longer compliant. If that checks out, then check the glasses themselves. Make sure they're not damaged, no cracks, scratches, tears, anything like that. If they appear damaged, obviously don't use them. If they look intact, then put them on your face and make sure they fit properly, make sure there's no light getting around the edges and that they're light fit for your face. And especially with kids and teenagers, make sure that they fit properly. If they do, then actually put them on and check them around the house and make sure you're not seeing normal visible light sources like a light globe or a lamp. Really, you should only be able to see the very brightest light, such as the sun.
Okay.
If all of those things check out, then that's potentially safe to use. But as I say, the only way to guarantee it is not look directly at the sun in any way and to watch the eclipse indirectly.
So you can't, you know, use a welding shield or anything like that?
Look, you can potentially use, if you're a professional welder and you've got a welding shield and you've got a welding sheet that meets the Australian standards for welding shields and goggles, they've got their own separate categories. And there it needs to be a lens category higher than 12. So you're looking for a 13 or a 14. But really, if you're not a welder, don't use a welding shield. Stick to the ISO standards, 12312-2.
Okay.
Is the standard there.
You mentioned young people and children shouldn't be using them. What's the special concern there?
Look, there's a real balance here because they're going to be the ones often that are the most curious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to get them interested in science. And that's a good thing to do. But if they're left unsupervised, then obviously there's a risk. I can tell you a story about a young boy who I saw myself recently. Now, he hadn't looked at the sun, but he looked at a laser pointer.
Oof.
And and laser pointers are similar to the sun, the powerful laser pointers that you can get, in that they can cause irreversible damage to the back of the eye. So we see this stuff occasionally, whether it's sun or laser pointer. So kids are curious, just supervise them throughout. If they're using eclipse glasses, make sure they've got them on for the full duration. They're not taking them off to sneak a peek sometime during the eclipse.
Can you tell us what that period is? Because the total eclipse only lasts for 57 seconds, but there's a build-up, and I gather... Yeah. So what's the safe period?
Yeah, the build-up goes for a couple of hours. So it starts around 10 a.m., and then it winds up sometime after 11:30, right?
Yep.
In the peak of that is what we call totality. Totality is the period where the moon completely covers the sun. And in theory, you can then look at the sun with no protection at all,
right,
but only in the Northwest Cape area and in Exmouth, okay?
Gotcha.
So totality only happens in that geographical location. It's not safe to do that in Perth. So, yeah, for about 54 seconds, if you're on Exmouth and if you're part of a sun-gazing crew, then when the clock hits, from memory, check the astronomical website, but it's 11:29:48 seconds, I believe. And from there, you've got 54 seconds to have a look. I would say, wait until that moment has passed. If you're going to look at the sun, then take your eclipse glasses off in the middle of totality. This is if you're in Exmouth. And then put your glasses back on before it finishes, because you don't want to be skimming the beginning or the end and potentially damaging your eyes.
What should people do if they're worried about possible eye damage after the eclipse?
So get in touch with your nearest eye care specialist or healthcare provider. So if you can get to an ophthalmologist like me, great, if there's one in your area. If you can't, then your next best ports of call are either an optometrist or a GP or an emergency department, whichever one of those is closest. And most likely they'll eventually get you in front of one of us, an ophthalmologist. Very important to know, solar retinopathy is not treatable. So our job is going to be to diagnose what you have and to make sure it's not something else, because there are other causes of the central part of the vision becoming disturbed. Some treatments have been tried in the past, so something like steroid medications, steroid tablets, but they've never been proven to work conclusively. So the best thing is avoid this issue altogether and don't take any unnecessary risks.
So your top tips would be don't look directly at the sun?
Top tip would be to guarantee safety, don't look directly at the sun. If you do it indirectly using an online stream or something else, if you're going to use eclipse glasses, then go through that checklist that I talked about earlier. And only if you are in Exmouth and you want to view totality, then you need to be absolutely certain when the start and finish times are and do it in the middle of that period. And exact start and finish times for different areas, again, are on the Astronomical Society's website. And so there's an interactive map, because the start and finish times vary depending on where you are in that part of WA.
Dr. Razavi, I hope you see no one after this spectacular event and that everyone does it safely. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.